Tom, let's get to the this baby formula
This is not
shortage.
Funny. People no, are making not. Jokes, is... except if you have a newborn, sure. It's not funny.
Yeah, I'd love to get just some perspective here, and Celine Castro-Nuovo can do that for us. She's Bloomberg's law reporter covering the FDA. Celine, thanks so much for joining us. I'd love to just step back and get your perspective. How did we get here?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. A couple different things have caused this shortage. I know, so Abbott and other baby formula manufacturers have already been experiencing, supply chain issues like many other industries have during the pandemic. And then in the last few months, there were reports of 4 children who had bacterial infections after they had formula that was made at Abbott's plant in Sturgis, Michigan. And so Abbott has said, there's no evidence showing a definitive link between, the bacterial infections that the children had and, any bacteria contaminants at the facility. But 2 of the 4 children died from the infections. Mm. And so the plant shut down production. Abbott recalled its baby formula product. And Abbott has a bunch of different brands of baby formulas, and so that we rely on domestically a lot, and okay. So that sort of led to this shortage and this panic buying okay. among parents and retailers not having enough baby formula.
Celine, we just did COVID in record time. I happen to have studied mRNA a long time ago, folks, and I literally shake Paul yep. over the miracle of what we did. You can't tell me the government or the Department of Defense can't step into that Abbott Labs facility and get this thing fixed in 24 hours. What's the constraint?
So the FDA, back in September, there were inspectors who said it was possible that formula from the factory was contaminated by Cronobacter. But again, there's no clear definitive evidence. Yet. And so the FDA did another inspection early this year. And during that inspection is when Abbott decided to recall its product and to
okay.
Cease production temporarily. And so the okay. FDA is taking some.
But wait a minute. It's made of cow's milk, rice starch, corn syrup, and oils. I don't know what's in it, but why can't we solve this thing by Friday?
So the FDA is taking actions, because the U.S. normally produces 98% of the infant formula we consume. So, now the FDA is allowing for different foreign manufacturers to import products that they may not have normally. And so last night, the FDA announced that it's allowing certain importation flexibilities. Mm, okay. And so it's going to have companies who may not normally import infant formulas apply to import. It's going to review those products and make sure those products are safe and have the necessary nutrient requirements so that, we can get more products onto shelves across the country and into the hands of parents who need them.
Celine, what are officials saying as to timing here? When can this issue expected to be resolved so parents can rest a little bit easier?
Yeah, so Abbott entered an agreement, a tentative agreement with the FDA to, adopt certain measures so they can start producing again. And so Abbott and the FDA has said, those issues could be addressed and could be solved in a matter of weeks. And the FDA said it's going to be reviewing these applications from foreign manufacturers quickly, and that could also take a matter of weeks. So, the FDA and Abbott and, the Biden administration are yeah. really emphasizing that this is going to be their focus and that it'll take a matter of weeks. How fast it'll get more products onto shelves, that remains to be seen.
Celine, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. Celine Castro-Nuovo with us from Bloomberg Law here on What's a Serious Matter.